Baby Universe in 5 Years, written by Takanori Igarashi, Volume 17, A Warm Hot Spring. Just as it seemed as though the long autumn rains were going to wash away all the dirt in the world, he stopped walking. He realized that he should have brought some rain gear, but it was too late. The cool rain fell all over his body and reduced his body temperature, making him question whether he could keep going. But he really had to cross this mountain pass. With the last bits of strength he had left, he moved forward. He'd already lost feeling in his toes.
Ugh, this isn't gonna work. I guess there's no point of doing something reckless like this.
Just as he thought this, a bright building with a sign that he vaguely remembered came into view.
It's the Atami Pace! Thank God!
He'd finally come back. It was Maruta, the man who suddenly quit when Baby Universe was just a small company of 10 employees. No one knows for sure, but there was a rumor that he rode the winds to Australia, got married to a local woman, and was having a happy life. 4 days ago, he made a sudden Skype call to the president. In this day and age, Skype is incredibly crisp, clear, and smooth.
Mr. President, long time no see.
He had a look of determination on his face, and it became stronger.
Oh, Maruta, how have you been?
By the way, what have you been doing for the last 6 years? The president's eyes shone a kindness, as if he were speaking to his son.
I was doing consulting for a firm in Perth, Australia.
You were? So you quit?
Yes, it's embarrassing, but I did.
I heard you have an Australian wife.
Yes, we're getting by.
Suddenly, the president's eyes twinkled.
Wait a minute, will you?
The president pressed pause on the Skype call and dialed the Tokyo head office.
Yes, Mr. President, this is Koyama.
Koyama, I want you to confirm something for me quickly. I want to hire a skilled marketing specialist, is that okay? You'll understand when you meet him. I promise you'll be happy with him.
Koyama, who was always calm and relaxed, answered softly.
Of course, if you're that sure, then I don't mind. How about he becomes the marketing manager? I happen to have just been thinking about improving our marketing strategy.
Despite having completely different personalities, the two were often on the same wavelength.
Thanks. I'll have him over there by next week. I promise he'll be a great staff member for you.
He put the phone down and resumed the Skype call.
Sorry for keeping you. Hey Maruta, how about coming back to Baby Universe?
How did you know? I was actually calling to ask you if it would be possible.
Well then, it's decided. I'll have you at the Tokyo head office. But before that, I want you to come to Atami once.
He hung up the call. This was 4 days ago. Maruta had gotten a Shinkansen to visit, but for some reason had gotten off one station too early, and was walking towards the Atami station on a beaten track. He felt that he shouldn't get there easily. Maybe he was still regretting leaving so suddenly in the first place.
Oh, if I can get there, I can go in the hot spring. Just a little further.
His legs, which lost all strength a little earlier, started to move again. What he wanted most was to warm up, not only his body, but also his heart and mind.